98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
The first 50 years of Phoenix Suns basketball began by losing the number one pick in the draft. Welcome, folks, to the next chapter. Tomorrow night in Brooklyn, the Suns will announce their pick and a new era of basketball. Now, it doesn't appear that the number one pick will be used in a trade, and that seems to please most Suns fans who want that complete experience that comes with the top selection in a draft. In itself, that's a little weird, but we're Valley sports fans. We have a history of that stuff. The Suns will also have a chance to join the modern game in the NBA, where big men are no longer obsolete or on the verge of extinction. They protect the rim and they rebound, but they also switch on defense, shoot three-pointers from the perimeter, and they've evolved like dinosaurs into birds. Now, the biggest question, will DeAndre Ayton be an impact player? Nobody knows, but he looks as close to a can't-miss big guy as you're going to find. And maybe it's a sign of how our fortunes have shifted that in a year that the Suns have the number one pick, there isn't much of a debate or a dilemma, or so we think at the moment. Either way, the first 50 years of Suns basketball began with a guy named Walk, a center who was a great guy and a pretty good player, but nowhere near the caliber of the number one pick, Lew Alcindor. The next 50 years will begin with a guy named Ayton, which rhymes with waitin', and that's what the Suns have been doing for far too long, and hopefully a new sunrise is on its way starting Thursday in Brooklyn.